Hey everybody, welcome back to another edition of the BA Sales Kennel Holistic Healing Hour. Today, revisiting mentor moments and workouts for geriatrics. With your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill, will be here for about 30 minutes. Want to review some of the exercise routines, talking today and concentrating on how much is enough. Experts say that some people should try for 30 minutes of exercise a day, while depending on lots of variables, you may need as much as 90 minutes. So we'll take a look at that after a 10-second break. We'll be here for about 30 minutes. This is a continuation in the workouts for geriatrics, food for the mind, the body, and the soul. We'll be right back. Welcome back, and if you'd like to be a guest on the podcast show, or if you have any questions about the show, suggestion, interactive polls, all of the above, please do contact us at the BH Sales Anchor Radio Show message board, and that link is in the description of today's show. Also, a good description, hopefully, of this show, which you can find at the Podmatch Arena, is BH Sales Kennel Kelp is home, it was home, of the world's finest nutrient-laden supplements for animals, their people, plants, and the planet. BH Sales Kennel Kelp and Ada's Animal Products, now retired, BH Sales has been a purveyor of fine, all-natural, holistic healthcare products for over 30 years. As a sole proprietor, again now retired, Grandpa Bill served in many capacities within the industry over that time frame, and my sales and marketing experience in a very past tense business life, Jacob Molly, Ghost of Christmas Past, are more extensive over the last 45 to 50 years. Always continuing now in retirement, and when I was active, creative solutions for holistic healthcare products distribution. Now in retirement, I serve as a goodwill ambassador and a part-time purveyor of food for the mind, body, and soul in my own part-time passive and residual income sharing opportunities that I talk about at my two business shows. You can learn more about all of my podcasts at my podcast website. You can listen into the podcast, and you can also find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Instagram. What potential guests may want to consider to know in podcast flow for those that are joining and listening in. We're always talking about today's new world of challenges through the prism of food for the mind, the body, and the soul, and about my audience and who guests are actually talking to. The lion's share of my audience are like-minded individuals, intuitives of all ages, and I am most prevalent within my own age bracket, a proud senior citizen, but I do have good analytical data within other age groups also. Because of my provocative guests that are well represented across all generations now, have been on my show and continue to do so. Some 58 completed interviews this calendar year, with another 86 coming, good Lord willing, and a long 6 months in between, booked up and including two, and into the confines of November, and actually filling up November quite rapidly, so I've been blessed in that regard. We're self-sustaining. We continue to put back into the show through the two business factions. Leaving a legacy for myself is about making a lasting impact on the world, and there are many ways to do that. A few ways that I've considered, and perhaps you may see that the same way, is make a positive impact on the people around you. One of the most powerful ways to leave a legacy a legacy is to positively impact the people in your life. This could include your family, your friends, your coworkers, or anyone that you interact with regularly. You could be kind, supportive, and inspiring to those around you. Pursue your passions and create something meaningful with mindfulness. If you have a particular passion or interest, pursuing it and creating something meaningful can be a great way to leave a legacy. Give back to your community, volunteering, donating money to a charity when wearing, if you can, or otherwise giving back to our communities, your communities, can be a powerful way to leave a legacy. Not only will you be making a positive impact on the world around you, but you'll also be setting an example for others to follow. Mentor others. If you have knowledge or expertise in any field, mentoring others can be a great way to leave a legacy by sharing your knowledge and helping others to succeed. You'll be making a positive impact on the world that will continue long after you're gone. Ultimately, the best way to leave a legacy is to find something you're passionate about and work to positively impact the world in your unique way. That's what these intuitive groups do, and that I promote through my podcast show with my guests, their audiences, my audiences, yours, mine, and ours. Continue to pay it forward. We grow together. Thrive alive to survive. Now let's get back to the show, and thanks for joining us. Okay, welcome back, and let's finish this episode today talking about fat burning and muscle burning in a series of workouts. Most people who want to burn off excess pounds and tighten up and tone their bodies simply don't have 2 hours each day to spend in the gym performing the bodybuilding style workouts that most fitness experts recommend. Plus, these workouts consist of exercise and techniques that do not exercise the body in a way that it is normally used, so it ends up building a somewhat unusable strength. Most people, unless their main objective is bodybuilding, shouldn't perform the traditional style of workouts. Machines and free weight strength training is the best device for bodybuilding. It is not the best choice when it comes to general fitness goals like strength, flexibility, endurance. If you can fit in barely 15 minutes for exercise, let alone 2 hours, and you're not interested in muscle size alone, which doesn't mean strength and usually leaves off stiff and inflexible, I'm sure your schedule is probably the same thing. The good news is that you don't have to. You can burn fat, increase flexibility, and build unbelievable strength and endurance, and reshape your body, and build a level of fitness that is truly functional. You can hear my cats in the background getting begging for their breakfast. I want to share with you a workout that I do personally that delivers a great combination of strength, flexibility, cardio, and muscular endurance, and fat burning. This workout may not only surprise you, but it will likely go against everything you ever thought to be true about fitness. It is recommended always to consult your physician before beginning any program. These exercises should be performed with little or no rest in between, and you may need to adjust the number of repetitions or times depending upon your current fitness level. If you can, jumping jacks for 1 minute and body weight squats, one leg squat if you're advanced up to 15 to 20 reps. You can kick butts, jog in place, and kick your rear with both heels if you can do that for 1 minute. You can do a hamstring floor bridge using anything, really, a ball of any sort of resistance or one leg for advanced 15 to 20 reps. If you're really, really Superman, you can lie on your stomach with your arms out to your side and lift your legs and chest off the floor 15 to 20 reps. High knees, jog in place, lifting knees as high as possible for 1 minute, and stationary lunge 15 to 20 reps, and torso twist 20 reps in each direction. We've encompassed and covered those in other shows. We'll do that again in an upcoming series. We'll start to also segue into looking at how Reiki and meditation incorporates along with diet and nutrition. We'll look at exercises for beyond 21 days of importing and imparting Reiki exercises. We'll say bye-bye for today. And may God bless. We'll see you all again tomorrow. Thanks, everybody. Peace.